This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Law and Justice Party in Poland has risen from almost 38% of the vote in the 2015 election to about 47% in recent opinion polls. Much of that success is attributed to its investment in the poorer countryside, and much of the money for that investment is attributed to European Union support and access to its markets and jobs. Yet, Poland is leading a division in the EU with its anti-democratic and nationalistic policies. Law and Justice thrives on cultural and identity politics. It's contrasted a conservative Catholic Poland and its family values with a godless, free-thinking, gender-bending Western Europe. Billionaire casino executive Steve Wynn will lose out on hundreds of millions of dollars in severance pay following his resignation as chairman and chief executive of Wynn Resorts amid allegations of sexual misconduct. Under a separation agreement, he will also be under a two-year non-compete restriction and will provide reasonable cooperation and assistance related to any internal investigations into his tenure at the company that he founded. MetLife, the insurance company, has publicly acknowledged failing to pay benefits to 13,500 retirees in its business of taking on responsibility for private sector pension plans. Some of these payments date to the 1990s. MetLife has said it failed to aggressively search for people as they neared pension eligibility age. The 13,500 represent about 2% of the 600,000 retirees in MetLife's pension risk transfer business. Twitter updated its rules to prohibit users who operate multiple accounts from simultaneously tweeting, retweeting, liking posts, and following accounts, a practice common among bot operators trying to coordinate activity across legions of accounts. Many right-wing users are complaining this has decreased the number of their so-called followers. The only armed sheriff's deputy at the Florida high school where 17 people were killed took cover outside rather than charging into the building when the massacre began, the Broward County Sheriff said. Sheriff also acknowledged that his office received 23 calls related to the suspect going back a decade, including one last year that said he was collecting knives and guns, but may not have adequately followed up. Deputy resigned after being suspended without pay after Sheriff Scott Israel reviewed surveillance video. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.